I love how January shows up every year. Like, okay, everyone, let's act all brand spanking new. Suddenly, it's, I've healed, I've evolved, I don't want that anymore. I'm in my soft era, I'm in my hardcore masculine era, and I've outgrown chaos, end quote. No, you haven't. No, I haven't. And no, we haven't. You just got a little bit quieter about what it is that you still really want. And listen, I'm not judging. I am the last person, the last podcaster, the last actress, the last blonde female left on this planet. Have you noticed that also, by the way? Everyone's a brunette. Every brunette wants to turn every blondie into another brunette. Not on my watch. No, ladies and gentlemen. But I digress. With everything that everyone wants to crave and not talking about it and me not judging is because I'm watching. I'm watching and I'm listening. I'm just like you on the other side. I'm ingesting. Is that a word? I am taking in, eating up everything that's TikTok and Instagram. And, you know, that's just where I hear basically all the news that you're hearing too. Because, listen, after I stepped away just for a couple of weeks, you know, for the holidays, and I wasn't posting, I wasn't explaining myself, I wasn't announcing anything dramatic. Because if you've been following my Instagram at This Is Bridget B, or the show's Instagram at Bridget Unfiltered, you'll definitely notice that there was quite a bit of rebranding this year. We're not getting into it anymore. Please listen to previous episodes so you can catch yourself up. But with the new year, I figured the jig is up. We know I don't have to get into every single detail every single episode. So while I stepped away for the couple of weeks and I wasn't posting, I did notice something that was actually quite cute and funny, is that nobody actually changes. The only thing that changes is the language that we use to talk about ourselves. The only thing that changes, and I noticed that with me, is just the adjectives and the sentences that I was putting together to let you know that I am a former porn star and I'm not anymore. So January is definitely the biggest PR month of the year. Everyone rebrands, but no one really changes. At least not from my point of view, from where I saw it and kind of cross-reference with what I was going through. And maybe you feel the same, because there's no way that the desire, the longing, oh, I'm going to the gym at 6 a.m. from now on versus, oh, it's 6:00. The bed just feels so cozy. It feels so good. Let me just lay here 10 more minutes. There's no way that that desire is going to reset at midnight. It's not Instagram. It's not a caption. You can't just finish. Or can you? Or do you? Maybe you're different. Maybe you're different than I am. And if that's the case, you're going to have to tell me more. My name is Bridget B. I am your host here at Bridget Unfiltered. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you had a wonderful holiday and we're back in business. Stay tuned. Before someone panics, no, this is not a motivational episode. You're not getting a checklist. You're not getting a new year, new you speech. You're just getting honesty, which apparently is super edgy nowadays. To be your honest self and not be a troll or a rage baiter on TikTok, that's, yeah, you're on edge. We've definitely reached a point culturally where admitting what you want is just so much more controversial than lying about it. Think about that. Saying, I still want love feels embarrassing. Saying, I still want intensity sounds regressive. And saying, I still want attention gets you labeled all sorts of insecure. So instead, people are saying things like, I'm focusing on myself. I'm choosing peace. I'm healing. I'm healed. Which is fascinating because none of that actually explains desire. It's avoiding it. Am I the only one? And this is where people kind of get uncomfortable, I've noticed, that desire is inconvenient. You know, it doesn't care what's number one on the charts. It doesn't respect whatever timeline, time shift you're on. If you're on the Mandela effect, I don't know which timeline you're listening to me through. And it doesn't vanish just because you decided it wasn't aligning with your new identity. So this is also why I want to talk about, and just to mention how this isn't a motivational anything. We're definitely going to talk about Taylor Swift in this episode. And before you do roll your eyes and think about this, is that, yes, if you're a lady or a gentleman of a certain age, you don't care. But it's pop gossip. You know, it's pop culture. It's just part of our daily lives that we get bombarded with, whether we want to or not, every time we scroll. So relax. It's just going to be a mention. Because honestly, Taylor Swift is one of the most interesting cultural mirrors we have right now. And it's not because she's dramatic, because she is, but because she does something that most people are terrified to do. She doesn't pretend that her wants and desires have disappeared. She has the same longings. She has the same emotional pattern. It's just different eras. Ding, ding, ding. She doesn't notice that she's above wanting love or intensity or validation, revenge, romance, or meaning. She just tells the truth about it. And whether you love her or hate her, that's why she stayed relevant while so many people who rebranded quietly vanished into thin air. Because frankly, denial definitely ages so much faster than honesty, don't you think? Because what I'm noticing right now is a lot of people are trying to discipline themselves out of just the desire instead of understanding it. They think if they say, I don't want that anymore, enough times, their nervous system is going to catch up, and it doesn't. Your body, your brain, your sex drive, everything that makes you who you are definitely starts to almost want to shut down. Because when your nervous system is catching up, that's all the stress, and that's why you can't sleep. So today, we're not talking about what you should want this year. Let's talk about what you actually want, why you want it, and what happens when you pretend you don't, like I've had to so much. We're talking about why resolutions do fail, why modern dating feels just so fake, and why people are trying to sound evolved but are acting complete opposite and confused. And a little bit about that Taylor Swift thing that I noticed was a great cultural example. So if this episode is going to make you uncomfortable because you're a bro, you're a dude, good. That means you're listening. Let's get into it. As you know, if you're an avid listener, I like to nerd out a lot. So contrary to popular belief, here's something that I noticed just doesn't get talked about enough when it comes to New Year's. And it's that most New Year's resolutions do indeed fail because people lack discipline. Simple, so simple. And when I say discipline, I mean starting from your routine, what you ingest, what kind of social media, what kind of entertainment you take in, when discipline of eating right, the discipline of, you know, going to the gym, etc. And there's actual research behind this. Studies in behavioral psychology show that over 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by February. And the biggest predictor of failure isn't motivation, it's misalignment between stated goals and intrinsic desire. Any and all references, you can also read where they're from in the episode description, just an FYI. in plain language, which I myself have to go into to explain some of these things to myself. So I figure I always add it. People choose goals they think they should want, not what they actually want. So they're trying to out-discipline basically their own biology, like what makes them them. And that never works. There's no way that your brain responds to these aesthetic goals, you know, because just like a dog trainer, it responds to reward systems. I mean, that's, we're all dogs. All right. Basically, we're all dogs. And much like they get rewarded with treats for doing good, you know, darn straight, that's how we are also. When you do good, like boys, like, you know, men, when you're a good boyfriend and you're not watching porn and you're taking her out on dates and you're listening to her and you're making all her dreams come true and you're a provider and all of that. Isn't it true? And it's happened to me. It's been done to me many times where when your partner is behaving like what you think is a bad girl, you know, if a guy takes a woman out and she doesn't, I don't know, say hi, whatever your boundary is, men will, no matter, they don't care. They'll reward a bad girl, no problem. We see it all the time. Where the bitch in school, it's, and excuse me if I use some naughty words, but where the mean girl in school gets all the dudes and we're like, what? Because apparently men love bitches, right? Okay. So when the guy, you know, is trying to teach his partner, his girl, anything, he doesn't. He rewards her all the time. Just think, he thinks that having sex with her is just the reward. And it's so much more, you guys. But a girl, when she is a good girl, and she's either of Slavic descent or a Latina like I am, we know that we can reward your bad behavior. Well, not reward your bad behavior, but give you rewards when you are a good boy. Women are a lot smarter, ladies and gentlemen, than y'all give us credit for. So, you know, it's why when people swear that they're done with a toxic relationship, but they're still craving that phone call at night or, you know, that emotional validation, because they're always chasing the damn thing. So you don't outgrow desire by pretending it's gone. We outgrow it by understanding it, in my humble opinion. Remember that. This is all in my opinion. And I'm not sure if it's because of social media generation. So I'm not sure if it's somewhere along the generation of social media, but somewhere along the line, growing has 100% become a performance. Now it's, what can I do for social media content? What can I do? When back in my day, the only person who knew if you were doing something right was you. Like, if you didn't tell your next door neighbor who has the biggest mouth on the block, the only person that really was held accountable for themselves was us. I mean, sure, we had MySpace, and then my top 8 friends had to know. But in the majority of resolutions and the majority of the New Year's, I mean, even up to when I was, I guess, 10 years old, 15 years old, I'm sure I came across resolutions, but definitely at 15, in college at least, so 17 or 18. I definitely knew about resolutions, and one of them was to stop biting my nails. I really just, to this day, I mean, thank goodness for nail technicians. You guys are the VIPs, the MVPs here. But anyway, my New Year's resolution was definitely something simple, like not bite my nails. And then the only person that would know would be me, because I didn't just walk around and tell people, oh, you want to know my new year's resolution, guys? I'm not biting my nails. we didn't talk like that. If I was in the dorms, I was asking about, you know, what frat house am I going to be at tonight? I wasn't asking my New Year's resolution. I could care less. We were there to drink and that was it. So now, same age, different era. For me to tell you that I'm done biting my nails, it would be a montage of a 3-minute, you know, spread across all platforms. 3 reasons why biting my nails has gotten me no loving, has made me single, because it did. I mean, the kind of men that I enjoy being with, respect, enjoy, and appreciate the work it takes to get my hair done, my nails done, etc. So having no manicure is no bueno. So now it's that whole montage, and then it's maybe a 2-week part series about rage baiting with nail biting, trying to get all the comments. So you see where I'm going? So are we really changing? Are we not telling people now anymore? From my era, obviously, we didn't tell anyone. So do I have to start telling people now at late 30s? I can't. I am going on social media to divulge that I'm not biting my nails anymore. And it's such a long and tedious couple of posts, just because if I don't perform it for you, you don't believe it's happening. So who is it for? I still don't want to bite my nails. So if we're not going to perform and we're not going to hold ourselves accountable, then do we really want to change it? Bridget, why do we care? Why is this important? Who cares? Well, being on break and from the show for the holidays and really sitting with myself and with my thoughts, and this is where, like, I think in a way that I hope other people understand and or get it. So this is very much a please, someone let me know that you're thinking the same way I am. So why is this important? You know, there's so much greater things happening in the world, and I get it. There's so much happening in the world. Who cares about a New Year's resolution, right? Like, it's nothing. I don't care what my neighbor is going to do. You know, I don't care if he wants to stop eating tacos at 2 a.m. and he's wondering why he's gaining weight. I don't care that my neighbor upstairs wants to stop being in a toxic relationship with the guy because she's an idiot. No one cares. All you care about is yourself at the end of the day. And when I was on the break, I thought, well, at this stage in life, with everything that is going on in the world, to add another layer of inadequacy is just exhausting. So I don't do New Year's resolutions. I just don't make them. Not because I can't keep to them. It's because, like I mentioned earlier, I know I don't have the discipline to wake up at 5 a.m. I'm not, unless I have an audition that's due, or unless, you know, I have to be with the show producer because I'm in LA and they're in New York, whatever it is, I will wake up for work. But if I'm cozy and I'm snuggled in and my dog, Multipoo Charlotte, is on me, you best believe I'm not getting up. I'm not. So already putting any resolution on myself that requires the discipline of waking up at 5 a.m., I'm already at a deficit. That's it. But I didn't realize this until literally in the last couple of months. And again, while I was on break from the show, because I actually had time to think. And I'm like, I've been racking my brain since I'm 20 years old to go down a checklist and really get into it. And I swear by February, even second week in January, when I didn't do two of them, I'm like, oh, there goes that. Now I have inadequate on top of the list of not wanting to wake up in the morning. So it just sets the tone for the entire year. Even though I think we can all agree that January 1st isn't indeed the first of the year, we should be following nature and going with the how nature works. And look out your window, it's still cold. Well, if you're on this hemisphere, but wherever you're at, you know, you're in the opposite of what it's supposed to be, right? Because obviously the new year would be the opposite of what you're experiencing at the moment. So if I'm currently right now really cold, my spring, my new year will be when it's warmer, spring or summer. So going from a major shift in my life from being an adult film star to still an entertainer, still on, you know, acting, etc., but in just in a different way. The only thing I'm not doing is just the sex. That's nothing changed. I'm still being an idiot. I'm still performing in many ways, but I'm just not having sex on camera. Praise Jesus. So I get it. I get where one can get exhausted and one can really get into themselves. It's been humbling and I've been so grateful for this year. Again, well, 2025, for if you want to catch up to any of the episodes about my rebranding from adult film star to now, please listen to all previous episodes and you can get caught up there. I now feel that my digital friends and I, and especially so much of the world, is sharing so much in common, the weight of the world, that there's no need to add any more. You know, why make it so much harder on ourselves? So there was no New Year's resolution for me. Instead, what I'm saying out loud, because no one cares. No one cares if I'm trying to protect my peace or, you know, I'm outgrowing the old version of me. To move forward, you kind of have to forgive your past, even if it's just yesterday. You want to come to peace with what's happened and just move on. You know, no one wants to walk around with subtitles and or a voiceover describing their story. There's just so much going on and that's exhausting. And I really would love nothing more than to have every listener thrive and succeed, but it's hard. And I feel so mentally drained from having to explain so much about a past choice career that I made and humbling myself to understanding that even though I think in my head that I am going to move forward as this completely different new woman every year, I'm going to be a completely new woman, to this year wanting to just continue where I'm at. Absolutely no desire to rebrand into a completely different woman, because I realized that I wasn't rebranding to being a completely different woman. I was just rebranding to being myself. Because isn't it wild that nowadays being honest is considered edgy? It's considered almost threatening now. And not because it's immoral, of course not, but just because it's inconvenient. Because if you admit what you want, you lose the ability to perform who you think you're supposed to be. And that's terrifying for people whose identity is built on approval. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that me to a T. Research in social psychology shows that people experience more stress when their public identity conflicts with private desire than when they openly pursue controversial goals. So ironically, pretending to be healed is more stressful than being honest about wanting the wrong thing. And that's why so many people feel exhausted. You guys aren't tired from growing. You're tired from acting. You're essentially acting. That's what you're doing. And yeah, that's exhausting. That's why me even auditioning, because I'm literally starting from the beginning, you guys. I mean, not that I'm anyone special, but if you know, you know. And I'm literally going out there making sure, and I'm using a fake last name, and just to give myself a chance to get into the rooms, because the stigma that I have just weighing on me is not going anywhere. This is a consequence of my actions. But I'm humbled and grateful just to have the opportunities to be able to do so. And I'm doing it the old-fashioned way. I got an agent and I'm on casting networks, etc. And I'm just sending things in left and right. Yeah, I got a Hollywood agent. Isn't that cool? It took 15 years, but finally happened. And I definitely feel that emotional shift within me just in the past 4 months, 5 months. And now I've noticed when people are looking at me and so many messages are getting sent and they're like, we notice there's a glow to you. And I'm like, well, I'm not pregnant, that's for sure. But I am accepting of myself. I forgive myself for my past. I went to confession, etc., and trying to grow in my Catholic faith. But there's so much work to be done. So much work. But it's no longer rebranding, because I'm just being me. And those who have been fans, etc., for, you know, so many years, I'm so grateful. And I appreciate each and every one of you. And I would hope that the journey that you're following me through is one that you can either relate to, you know, because we've all had our, definitely had our bad seeds of years. And as we get older and we get wiser, we, you know, we toughen up. We change. We're just becoming adults. So for those that are following in that journey with me, trying going from A to Z and just trying to figure out your way through it, I get it. Totally with you. So where does that leave us? Right? We got rebranding. We've got New Year's resolutions, and you know, it's basically all one and the same, because desire of wanting something to be completely different than who you are is definitely something that requires so much deeper conversation. And essentially pretending that you don't have that desire is another one. If you enjoy biting your nails, but you're telling the whole world you're done biting your nails, but you're still biting your nails in the background, then there's no change, and you're just adding to the feelings of inadequacy, which is exactly what I was feeling until I didn't. Until I finally gave in and said, Bridget, you're going through the consequences of your actions. That stigma will be with you always, but instead of trying to be this completely new woman, just go back to being who you are. You're still an entertainer, you're still an actress, but socially, for the outer appearance of someone in their private life, like myself, that had to be two completely different women. Now it's just, I can just be the same. I can just be me. And that's something that I don't take lightly, because I'm so appreciative for kind of a second chance, maybe a third or fourth or fifth. So if you're feeling the same way, take a deep breath. We got this. We don't have to be in this chokehold of inadequacy. We can just enjoy the year for what it is. Every day is a new day, and we're so blessed and lucky to have one. So let's enjoy. And I thank you so much for being here. Thank you for giving me just a couple of weeks to disappear and enjoy the holidays. I hope yours was, again, wonderful. And thank you for coming back. For coming back and being ready to think, ingest, be entertained with. And did I say enjoy? Yeah, hopefully enjoy. Because Bridget Unfiltered is going visual. We're going to bring the podcast to life. We are introducing live stream where you will be able to call in. And it's just getting bigger and better. And it's because of each and every one of you. So if you enjoy this episode, don't forget to subscribe, follow, or whatever button makes the algorithm feel like it loves me. Don't even stress it. Enjoy your year and let's have a good one. Till next time. Bye.